You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 585 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. Let's get right to it. Eddie the Chief Clearwater passed away 5 years ago Thursday, June 1st, 2018 at 83. Born in Macon, Mississippi in 1935 and raised by his Cherokee grandmother, Eddie taught himself guitar upside down and left-handed. He moved to Chicago in 1950, later adapting Chuck Berry's rock and roll sound into his music and recorded his first singles in 1958. In 2016, Eddie Clearwater was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. From his 2008 Blues Music Award nominated West Side Strut, this is Blue Over You.
Blue, 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 I'm blue, blue over you. second.
Bit of pill.
what can I say? Soon as I'm not shoveling, the damn fool come to play. Now here he is, waving and bobbing my way. He dumps 50 feet of snow on my driveway. Now I'm enraged, I'm enraged. I'm so enraged, like a wild animal inside of a cage.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from her 2022 Maple Blues Award nominated and Juno winning sophomore release Long River, we had Ottawa's Angelique Francis with Snow Rage. Before that, from their brand new release Death Wish Blues, we had Samantha Fish and Jesse Dayton with Rippin' and Runnin'. And I got this week's rock and blues show started off with the late great Eddie the Chief Clearwater and Blue Over You from 2008's West Side Strut. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. This is a bit of a housekeeping show for me in some ways, because I'm finally going to finish off the third part of my somewhat annual All Request Show, which actually happened at the end of last year. I did back-to-back episodes in December, and I still had more requests than I could get into two shows, first time that's ever happened. So I'll get to that in a little bit. But starting off this set, the Queen of the Blues, Coco Taylor, passed away 13 years ago today. Saturday, June 3rd, 2009 at 80. Influenced by the likes of Bessie Smith, Big Mama Thornton, Howlin' Wolf, and Muddy Waters, Coco was orphaned by 11, and in her 20s she moved with her husband to Chicago. She soon caught the attention of legendary bluesman Willie Dixon, and in 1966 her version of Dixon's Wang Dang Doodle, featuring Buddy Guy on guitar, spent 8 weeks on the charts. Her 1972 performance at the Ann Arbor Blues and Jazz Festival was recorded and released by Atlantic Records, garnering her national attention. She signed with Alligator Records in 1975, played Moncho in 1982 and 1991, and was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1997. Over the course of her 40-year career, Coco Taylor became one of the most decorated blues artists of all time. She was nominated for 11 Grammy Awards, winning in 1984 for Best Traditional Blues Recording. She won her record-setting 29th Blues Music Award less than a month before her death in June of 2009 for Traditional Female Blues Artist of the Year. The following April, the award was renamed the Coco Taylor Award. From 1985's Queen of the Blues, featuring the legendary Iceman Albert Collins on guitar, this is the Queen of the Blues, Coco Taylor, with her cover of The Hunter.
Me. Jambalaya, your new unpredictable music mix that's always delicious. Hear the freshest new releases from all genres any day of the week. Go to cjsf.ca for our schedule and the latest Jambalaya.
For two of a kind, I had to be right along. everything now.
Closing out that set from his brand new release, Everything Now, we had Ottawa's J.W. Jones featuring Stanton Moore on drums with the title track. Before that, from their 2019 release, Neverending Fling, we had Ontario's Emily Burgess and the Emberies with Devil of Me. And I got that set started off with the Queen of the Blues, Coco Taylor, featuring Albert Collins on guitar, with their cover of The Hunter from 1985's Queen of the Blues. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, blues and rock and roll legend Bo Diddley passed away 15 years ago Friday, June 2, 2008, at 79. Born Alice Bates in Macomb County, Mississippi in 1928, he was adopted and raised by his mother's cousin, Gussie McDaniel. He was 7 when the family moved to Chicago, and he switched from violin to guitar after hearing John Lee Hooker's Boogie Chillin' in 1949. In 1955, he signed as a solo act with Checker Records, and his bombastic songs, filled with the infectious African-based rhythms which would eventually bear his name, were steady charters on the R&B charts. His music has influenced and been covered by artists such as Buddy Holly and the Rolling Stones, The Who, Bruce Springsteen, Johnny Winter, George Thorogood, and countless others. On Rolling Stone magazine's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time, he ranked number 37 in 2003 and number 27 in 2011. And on their 100 Greatest Artists of All Time, Bo Diddley ranked number 20. Bo Diddley was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987 and into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2004, where he also has 2 singles inducted. From 1962, this is the legendary Bo Diddley with his classic single, You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover.
By looking at a tree, you can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudge me. I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, come on in closer, baby. Hear what else I gotta say.